Hello, I'm Doyle Davidson, the servant and apostle of the Lord, Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas and Fort Worth, Texas, sent by God to your house. Want to welcome you to this broadcast. Want to bless you in Jesus' name. Let us pray. Spare thy people, Lord. Give not thy heritage to reproach, that the heathen run over them. Wherefore should they say among the people, where is their God? Spare thy people, Lord. Give not thine heritage to reproach, that the heathen rule over them. Wherefore should they say among the people, where is their God? Spare thy people, Lord. Give not thine heritage to reproach, that the heathen rule over them. Wherefore should they say among the people, where's our God? Father, I praise your name, worship you, bless you, magnify you, praise your holy name. Thank you, Father. Praise God, amen. Thank you, Father. Every knee bows, every tongue confesses Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Father, I praise you. Thank you for setting up kings, governors, presidents, judges, and making fools of the judges. Father, I thank you for Lisa. Thank you for John. Thank you for the peace of Jerusalem. Thank God. Father, I thank you for the manifestations of the Holy Spirit, word of wisdom, word of knowledge, discernings of spirits, gift of faith, working of miracles, gifts of healing, tongues, interpretation, prophecy. Father, I thank you. Praise God, amen. Thank God, amen. I thank you for working all manifestations of the Holy Ghost, all administrations of the Holy Spirit, all operations of the Holy Ghost through me and through everyone that will believe this gospel. Father, I give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thank God. If you turn with me to Psalm 139, I want to talk to you about what God made you for. I don't know what he made you for, but he knows, and he will show you. And it's very interesting, the things that I have been going through this morning, early morning hours in my bed, wrestling with my soul. My soul, probably plural is right. Amen. But God has a message for Senator Obama. And God made me for this job, raised me up, and sent me to the nations, to the world. And I'll obey. Senator Obama, the Lord is saying to you, thank God his hand is against you because you've lied to his people and you've made promises to his people that you cannot keep. Thank God. Father, I praise you. Thank God. Now watch and see what happens to Senator Obama. God's hand is on him. You think God doesn't rule in the kingdom of men? You ought to read the Bible. Now, can we go on?